Hey everybody, this is Lauren and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. In this episode, I'm talking all about corporate fitness and answering your questions. Whether you're a college student studying fitness, you're a personal trainer, maybe looking for a different job, something with less of a hustle, or you're just interested in what this type of career looks like, hopefully I'll be able to answer all of your questions in this episode. To get started, I'm going to explain what corporate fitness or a corporate wellness position usually looks like. So maybe you're listening and you have no idea what I'm talking about. When I say corporate fitness or corporate wellness, what that means is you would be working for a larger company as their wellness or fitness employee. And this company would not be a fitness company. For example, maybe it would be like Pepsi. You know, you don't work for marketing for Pepsi. You don't work in sales. You are the person that's leading their wellness and fitness program. These jobs in corporate fitness, they're hard to come by because they're all different. Every role looks different because every company has the budget and the need for a different program. So what I did when I was in corporate fitness was I ran wellness programs, incentives, you know, like weight loss incentives or get your butt to the gym incentives. I did assessments on individuals. I wrote workout plans, all those things that a personal trainer would do. I taught group fitness classes during the day. So employees would come in the middle of their workday, take my group fitness class, and then go back to work. And this wasn't part of my duties, but I've also seen people in these positions work with other wellness incentives that the company might offer. So, you know, anti-smoking incentives, or maybe they are working with a registered dietitian for a nutrition program. There can be all different sorts of duties that you might have as a corporate fitness employee. So these positions can be full-time for a big company that has the budget for you, because obviously, all of these things are an extra for the employee. What my job looked like was I was full-time, but I worked for one company for 3 days a week and then another company 2 days a week. And that's the next thing I wanted to talk about was these jobs, you can either find them directly through a big company. Like I said, Pepsi, I don't know if they have this, but I just thought of them as a big company. Some big companies actually, you just, you know, apply straight to the company, but a lot of times companies will hire you as a contractor. So I was technically employed through NIFS, the National Institute of Fitness and Sport, that just happens to be headquartered in Indianapolis. I worked for them, but they contracted me out to two different companies. I worked for NIFS full time, but I was at one location for 3 days a week, and I was at another location for 2 days a week. So I was managing their fitness programs, you know, one company only 2 days a week because that's all that they really honestly could afford at that time. One of the cool things about that is that you hopefully can build their program up enough that the benefit that you're bringing is large enough that they can then hire you on for more days. But you also don't have to do that because you're already working full-time. And that leads right into some of the upsides of this type of role. This type of role is really very similar most of the time to personal training, but with personal training, there's a hustle. You know, to make a full-time income in personal training, your butt will be at the gym at 6 a.m. and you'll be there until 9 a.m. You know, you'll have clients all day. There's flexibility, which is awesome for with personal training, but it really is a hustle. You know, it's a lot of sales. You have to sell yourself to clients. And if that's not your thing, then corporate fitness might be the right thing for you because you can work full time, like I said, without the hustle. Your pay is steady. So, you know, I wasn't paid by clients. I was paid directly through NIFS, and there was no sales aspect. I'm not into sales, so I loved the fact that it didn't matter how many people walked through the door of the gym. You know, I was there to provide a service, not to upsell them into anything. So I loved that aspect of it. I had 9 to 5 hours, whereas with a personal trainer, you, like I said, you're working a lot of different hours of the day, but you get a break during the day, and some people like that. I don't like a 9 to 5. So as much as this is appealing to probably a lot of people, it really wasn't appealing to me. What I did like about it, though, was that I was at a different location throughout the week. So, you know, Monday I was at place A, Tuesday I was at place B, Wednesday I was back at A, Thursday I was at B. So my days did look very different and I liked that, but I didn't like the 9-to-5. Anyway, back to upsides. One of the other cool things about a corporate fitness job is that you are the go-to person in fitness. So it's really fun to be the fitness person at the company. You know, everyone else is like there to do their boring job, in my opinion. And you're like the cool person that gets to do fitness. So I thought that was really fun, but that's just, you know, I'm biased. If you work directly for the big company, then you get really good benefits because you work for this big company. If you work for a smaller company like I did and you're contracted out, then you probably aren't going to get that great of benefits. That'd be a downside for sure. Now on to downsides. The biggest downside for my role in a lot of the positions that I saw was that you would be the only person working in your department, essentially. So I was the only fitness person at both of these companies. And it was kind of cool because of that, because you're kind of your own boss in a sense, but it's lonely. You know, I had coworkers, but all my coworkers were at a different location. So I never saw them. We just had conference calls every once in a while, and I didn't really get to bond with them. It wasn't like they were really my coworkers. And it was boring and kind of lonely. The people that I did see every day were my clients. And that was really neat, and you form really close relationships with those people. But at the end of the day, you don't communicate with them like you would really with a coworker. So those are the downsides that I saw specifically in my role. One question that I got was, what characteristics do you really need to like corporate fitness or do well in corporate fitness? And the thing that you really would need to be good at is building community. Because like I said, you're the only trainer there most likely. So you have to have a big enough personality to connect people to each other and to encourage people to come back into the gym. So building community among the employees so that they feel like the gym is a fun place to be and that they want to come during their workday or before or after their workday and want to participate in any sort of programs that you're offering. So to kind of recap, a corporate fitness job is going to be a very active job. You know, you'll be most likely running a small gym, teaching group fitness classes in the morning, during the day for the employees, but you will also have desk duties, most likely administrative duties, like keeping track of all the numbers of people coming and going throughout in the gym, people taking your incentive programs, people doing your wellness initiatives, all of those assessments that you might be doing, workout plans you're writing. You know, there's a good amount of meeting with people one-on-one. So it's a good mix of physical job and a quote-unquote desk job. Some of the biggest pros is that it's full-time, steady hours, steady pay, and then the drawbacks are that you might be working alone with very few coworkers. And that you really got to bring the energy because of that. I really liked my job in corporate fitness, but I left it because I had Samantha and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and just teach classes on the side. But if this is really appealing to you, I would love to answer any other questions that you might have. You can send them to me through a direct message on Instagram at FitFriendsHappyHour, or you can shoot us an email, FitFriendsHappyHour@gmail.com. That is it for this quick episode. Don't forget, our full episodes come out on Mondays and our quick episodes come out on Fridays. If you've been listening to us for a while and you're enjoying it, please write us a review. We would love, love, love to hear what you think and to get to know you a little better. All right, we will talk to you soon. Bye.